This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Brothers and sisters, we are talking about patience and the relationship between patience and perfection. The aim of exercising patience, to be brief, could be defined as the striving for perfection and exaltation of human beings. There is no doubt that human beings need to perfect themselves, need to do something to elevate themselves from that stage and go to another stage. In other words, patience is the opening of the fountainheads of talents of his inner self. His acquiring of super and noble characteristics overrides animalistic characteristics or lower qualities. So man has to transcend the lower qualities and move on towards the superior and noble characteristics. Perfection cannot be achieved without exercising patience. And patience is one of the best and noblest qualities that a man can achieve and man can have in his life. In order for a man to achieve perfection, to live a better life, and to live a prosperous life, of course, the path is difficult. The path that he needs to traverse, that he needs to cover, is full of troubles and plenty of barriers, plenty of obstacles. And of course, each of these obstacles is sufficient to prevent the person who wants to achieve the pinnacle of perfection. If a person wishes to climb a mountain and reach the peak of the mountain, first of all, he must have the determination and the willpower to continue his journey towards that peak and that peak of the mountain. The climber cannot reach the peak or the summit without having to continue this journey and without having the willpower and the determination to do so. Perfection and exaltation cannot be achieved unless one continues to achieve perfection and continues to go through the obstacles and barriers. There are inner obstacles, there are inner and negative forces within the climber himself. Those are evil passions, those are evil desires, carnal desires. For example, a person's willingness to have comfort, to have an easy life, it can be a very big barrier, a very important obstacle for the individual to move forward. And of course, sometimes the inner problems, the inner forces, negative forces, can be coupled with the external forces, such as the troublesome state of affairs of the real world. There are thorns, there are rocks, there are, you know, cliffs, there are walls, which a person must, first of all, have a consideration. And of course, patience means to be able to stand up against all those obstacles and to conquer them with determination and with enthusiasm. And as I mentioned earlier, all Islamic duties, whether individual or collective or means and steps, of course, and these are means and steps needed to approach that goal of perfection. Hindrances must not discourage a person from continuing on the path towards perfection. For a person on a journey towards a distant city, traveling through the deserts, passing each habitation that lies in his path, for such a person, the journey towards such a city, of course, means that his journey is progressing, or he is getting closer to his final destination. No? If he is covering one mountain and one desert and goes to another, passes each
habitation. This means progressing. And this means that he is getting closer to his final destination. These intermediate aims or targets are preliminaries of the path towards reaching the real and final destination.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
There is a very important and very famous example given by the religious authorities. For example, the scholars of Islam sometimes give the example of someone who wants to go on top of a building. Now, if he wants to go on top of a building, he must use a ladder, you know. And a ladder is not the goal. It is a means. And it is a means by which the individual can reach the top of the building. Now, in order for a person to reach his goal, he has to cover the preliminaries. He must do the preliminaries and cover these stages. These are the necessary, the immediate goals, but these are the tools and these are the obstacles that must be done away with. Otherwise, the individual is unlikely to attain his goal and to reach his final destinations. I gave the example of the rooftop, and that's an example which can help you understand the concept of final destination. The concept, as I said, every individual has that final destination. The final destination, the final goal that we need to go and that we need to reach is perfection. And each step that we take, although it is a means for accomplishing the ultimate aim, is in itself, it is an accomplishment and it is regarded as something closer to the final objective. We cannot reach the final objective unless we make those accomplishments and cover those preliminary stages. Those preliminaries are also obligatory by themselves. They are essential and they must be covered. Otherwise, it's very much difficult to reach the goal. The summary of this discussion is that in order to reach the goals and destination, the basic condition is the possession of patience, brothers and sisters, and the ability to utilize this sharp and decisive weapon. Just as the road towards the accomplishment of the ultimate goal of perfection is full of obstacles, full of barriers, full of problems, similarly, the path of Muslims fulfilling their Islamic duties and responsibilities are also full of these obstacles, and these paths are a means for reaching the final destination, of course. So, as I said, patience is a key factor, and it is an important factor that helps the individual obtain and achieve his goals. And patience is something that makes problems and difficulties easier. And as I said, we have infinite internal and external obstacles, and these obstacles are scattered on the roads towards perfection. We should not be afraid of these internal and external obstacles. Laziness is there, indifference is there, selfishness is there, self-praise is there, pride, greed. These are the internal obstacles. And of course, external obstacles are also there. And just I gave the example of rocks, the example of thorns, the example of wolves, you know. Those are external obstacles which must be covered and completed. Otherwise, it's very unlikely to achieve the final goal and to achieve perfection and to attain the ultimate objective. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
every grain of sand in every desert land. He knows every shade of palm, every closed hand. He knows every sparkling tear on every eyelash. He knows every thought I have and every word I share.